Last week, CBS Television dedicated an hour of prime time to rehabilitating the image of TV host Pat O'Brien. He'd earlier admitted to alcohol addiction and leaving harassing phone messages on a woman's voicemail. Now, what are we non-celebrities to do when we get into trouble? Brian Unger has a plan in today's Unger Report.
When you're a TV host, your parent company, Viacom, gives you 1 hour of primetime TV, your very own Extreme Makeover Corporate Edition, where your colleague, Dr. Phil, helps you blow through the 12-step recovery process and go straight to step 9, making amends. Now, this aggressive image rehabbing leaves one wondering where the other 11 steps went. You know, the time-consuming ones that address addiction, the underlying causes of destructive behavior, you know, the actual problem. But let's not get hung up on those other 11 messy little steps millions struggle with every day. Like a skilled cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Phil showed us it's the image that gets 57 minutes of rehab, the addiction, 3. Apparently then, the makeover is complete, and it's back to business. Based on Dr. Phil's 9th step process, the Unger Report is proposing the same for non-celebrities on a brand new cable channel called Mea Culpa TV, MCTV, a proletariat bullhorn for people who need to rehabilitate their image, a place to say, I'm sorry for bad behaviors, sexual, criminal, negligent, or otherwise. It would work like this. Everyday folks could apply for and get their own hour to apologize on national television. This would eliminate the inefficient face-to-face, door-to-door apology that we hear so much about. Producing your own mea culpa isn't as hard as it looks. Using Dr. Phil's Extreme Makeover Corporate Edition 9th step process, an hour on Mea Culpa TV would start with the offensive, then go to the out of control, stupid, shameful, bad, arrogant, egotistical, embarrassing, and then finally, I'm sorry. Now that's the first half hour. The second half hour would lead with dedicated, then go to loving, sensitive, genuine, brave, difficult, courageous, and finally, committed. And voila, total image reconstruction. Now other shows on Mea Culpa TV include Amazing Disgrace. This reality show would have teams of remorseful addicts racing around the globe trying to make it to the ultimate mea culpa mecca, the Vatican. I Love the 70s, 80s, and 90s would have fundits commenting on notorious apologies through the decades like Nixon, Jimmy Swaggart, and Hugh Grant. Oh wait, that show already exists. The drama MCSI, Mea Culpa Scene Investigation, would portray a team of forensic scientists who peer into the sock drawers and DNA of people who apologize. And for family viewing, World's Craziest Apologies. Of course, there'd be a music channel that plays a single song by Brenda Lee over and over. Hey, why talk about addiction when you can just apologize for the bad behavior? Good work, Dr. Phil. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
I'm sorry, so sorry. Please accept my apology. But love was blind, and I was too blind to see.
Day to Day is a co-production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.